Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 13th and the 13th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And today I've decided to do my own countdown of the five doctors who have appeared in the new series of Doctor Who, which started in 2005. I'll give a brief explanation for why I like each one. Keep in mind, this is my opinion. This is what I think. It's not written in stone. You don't have to agree with it, but here goes with what I think. So, in the fifth position, I had Peter Capaldi, who was the 12th Doctor, and I didn't necessarily pick him because of him as an actor. I just think that he's my least favorite because he probably got the poorest writing of any of them. The first couple of seasons he was there, I mean, he had the glasses, which were ridiculous, and he just never quite developed the role. I did like his relationship with Clara. It was, you know, the fatherly thing. And when she gave her farewell speech, it made me feel so bad for him when she was leaving. But I just don't think he really came into it until his last season, where the writing was a ton better. His companion, Bill, you know, they had a great interaction with each other. And he and Missy, that kind of kept it going. So I kind of hated to see him go, because I thought he was coming into it, but he made that decision, so he is gone now. Number four was John Hurt, and he, even though he was seen briefly in The Name of the Doctor, he was mainly only seen in The Day of the Doctors as the War Doctor, and I just felt like he was perfect for the role. The whole look of him, he was haggard and tired and kind of rough-looking. He sounded rough-looking, and you could just feel the pain and regret over the huge decision that he had made and the burden of that decision. So that was the reason I think he was really, really good in that role. I struggled with Eccleston and Tennant for my number two and three pick. Eccleston, sentimentally, since he was the first one in the new series, and just because I thought he was great in general. But I finally went with Tennant just because he had, as my number two, I went with Tennant as my number two and Eccleston as my number three, because I felt Tennant had more time to develop, which I'll get to him in a second. But Eccleston was the ninth Doctor, and he had to actually make Doctor Who work again. I mean, it had not been on for, you know, decades, and all of a sudden it's coming back, and he's got to make it work again. And he did a really good job. He was very dashing in his own way, but he also was very serious. You can kind of still feel the, you know, the War Doctor vibe and the regret every now and then. He was his big thing was saving lives, and his great day was when nobody died. He and Rose definitely had a lot of fire between them. Their relationship was great, and when you threw Captain Jack in there for a little added entertainment, I thought that was really great. He really needed more time and at least one more season to develop the role he created, but he also left before his time. So, which, number two, I've already said, was David Tennant, the 10th Doctor. And I liked him so much because he had such a wide range of emotions. The sadness, he could be angry. It just made him seem more human. And you saw that just through different roles and his interactions with his companions and other people. Like the goodbye scene with Rose, I mean, that just broke my heart, and you could just feel that. And then all of a sudden he's with Donna Noble, and the whole time they were together, it was so hysterical. I kind of felt like I was on Mr. Toad's wild ride. And I think my favorite scene, though, was when Cassandra in New Earth, she invaded Doctor Who's body, and he took on those feminine characteristics. It was hysterical. He was absolutely fantastic, and it actually was reminiscent of me as like Dick Van Dyke and that type of physical humor. He was absolutely fantastic in that. So I love David Tennant too. And number one for me is Matt Smith. I know that's not necessarily a favorite of everybody, the 11th Doctor, but I didn't think I was going to like him. I absolutely loved Tennant, and I thought, gosh, how are we going to take this Abe Lincoln dude and make him into a Doctor Who? But he really grew on me, and I just really liked him as Doctor Who. And when the rumors came of him, went around of him coming back, I really did get excited. But, you know, you start with him and he's very childlike and enthusiastic when he meets Amy Pond, and they're having the fish fingers and custard, and it's just kind of a lighthearted view of him. But he really develops that role and to a deepness that I actually didn't think he would do. He seemed to me, out of all the doctors in the new edition, to embrace and enjoy being Doctor Who. It's just like he absolutely freaking loved being Doctor Who. And I think that made it fun to watch. I love the Amy Pond storyline with Rory. And I think it brought back, excuse me, I think that really brought back Doctor Who as a father-like figure. I think that relationship with her was like that. And, you know, when he lost her, you could feel the grief of losing her. And it was kind of, I felt like more like a father to a daughter than the others, which was also nice. He did that, and then he turned around and had a different relationship and chemistry with Clara. And they became so close and dependent on each other, that was fun to watch. And when he made the phone call to her right before, you know, after the regeneration, I thought that was really strong and showed how the influence they had on each other and how he convinced her to accept the new doctor. So, and I do think his most powerful monologue was at the end of The Rings of Akatan. And that genuinely gave me chills when he did that. If you haven't seen that, look for it on YouTube. It's really good. Or watch the whole show. So that is why he is my number one doctor. So now we're on to a new and different doctor. And at first I had trouble seeing Doctor Who as a woman. It was just kind of like, wow, how's that going to play out? Can a woman be as quirky as Doctor Who kind of needs to be and pull it off? But I've watched Jodie Whittaker in Broadchurch, and I think she's going to be really good, and I've kind of adjusted to that idea. So I'm anxious to see who her companion's going to be, because I think that interaction is going to be interesting. I do kind of think that, I was thinking about this the other day for some reason, they may have actually wasted Pearl Mackie as a companion, because I was thinking about what a fantastic Doctor Who she would have made, because she is so quirky and outgoing, and I think she really would have been a fantastic Doctor Who. And that would have been kind of interesting. We made a little jump, you know, to a woman, but imagine going from a white male to a black female lesbian. That would have been a real jump. Kind of fun to watch, but I think Jodie Whittaker will do a great job. So that should be fun to watch, and I'll be looking forward to seeing that. So I hope everyone has a great evening and good day tomorrow, and I will talk to you tomorrow. It's Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.